People are full of shit. We have to be. Our lives are not so exciting that we just make shit up every day that's exciting, that you want to listen to, that you want to gather your friends around and say, hey, listen to this fucking thing. This is going to be amazing. No, we don't have that. Okay, we have to make shit up because people are a liar by fucking nature. This is what we do. If I told you what I really did in my day, and I tried to make it convincing and exciting, it would take me 6 minutes. 6 fucking minutes. Now take 24 hours and times that by 60 minutes. And then whatever number you get, take off 5 minutes. And that's how many fucking minutes you have left that you gotta fill in the day. Now 8 of them are sleeping. I understand that. That's perfectly fine. But the rest, we probably gotta fucking socialize, entertain somebody. Not my life, I don't do that shit. But the point is, we don't know jack shit. We gotta make things up. We gotta decorate our lives the same way we decorate our bedrooms. We gotta make things pretty. Why the fuck can't we have just an all-white room? What's wrong with that? Why the fuck do we have to have pretty printed little end pillows? Pillows that, by the way, they're too pretty to use. Why would he do that? It's like having tires that are made out of mink fur. Why the fuck would you make a tire that's made out of mink? Why the fuck would you do that? What are you trying to prove? Who are you trying to be? What are you trying to do? I mean, what is going on? Who the fuck are you? But the point is, we don't know shit. We're all full of shit. We're all fucking liars, deceitful, conniving animals. But not because we want to be bad. It's just that we're doing it for good reasons. I mean, the truth is, when you fuck somebody over and you lie to them, it's because you're trying to get something that's going to ultimately make you happy. And isn't everybody just trying to be happy? Like, if my sacrifice to you involves me feeling miserable but you being happy, why the fuck should I make that sacrifice? Well, how about we look at the other way? How about I sacrifice something to make me happy and you fucking take shit for a while? You know, you carry the load. Trust me, if everything they say is true, it'll come back to you. It'll come back. Give it a second. Don't be so fucking greedy. You don't need constant karma. You can, you know, wait it out a little bit. You know? Like the, registration, motor vehicle department. That's considered a terrible nightmare fucking experience. It ain't that bad. It might have been bad back in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Fuck, I don't even get to 2000. But I'm pretty sure a lot of places have figured it out. I'm sure right now as I'm saying this, there's somebody who comes from a state where they were at the motor vehicle and it's the worst in the fucking country, in the fucking nation, the planet. And he's looking at me while I'm saying this and he's telling me to go fuck myself and my mother at the same time. Whoever you are out there who's telling me to go fuck me and my mother because I don't understand your circumstances, because you live in a fucking place of the world where it's absolute shit, and I'm supposed to fucking understand that. I don't. I apologize. I have a different level of shit that I've been living in. But obviously, if you have the worst fucking motor vehicle in the world, then you must really live in a shitty place. So I lament for you. But aside from you and your fucking situation, let's look at the other 99%. Sorry, let's look at the 1%. All right, you're okay? 1%? You're happy? And I don't mean 1% as far as riches. I mean 1% of the people that are fucking significant. All right? That are not significant in any way whatsoever, but we gotta act like they are. Yeah, because they're fucking retarded. Yes, I said it. I said retarded. I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back like fucking bell bottoms. Bell bottoms made a resurgence. I'm pretty sure the word retarded can make another one, too. You know, let's throw in faggot in there, too. Throw faggot in there, you know. Fuck, let's go for broke. Throw kike in there. I haven't heard kike in a fucking long time. Nigger, I hear all the time. Kike? Never hear it. Unless I watch an old movie. Yeah? Unless I watch a movie about Italians. Because Italians are the ones that call them kikes. Never heard a black fucking guy call a Jew. They call them those fucking Jews. Hey, man, yo, you know those fucking Jews? Yo, man, you know those motherfucking Jews? I think they probably use motherfucker more than fucking. Yeah, I think so. There's no word that's truer to a race than black people and the word motherfucker. No other word has been utilized more in the black vocabulary more than motherfucker. And you see, you can't just say it in one way and it sounds badass. It sounds badass in any way you say it. You could be on the phone talking to your pops. Hey, yeah, pops, listen, I'm gonna pass by later, you know, and bring you some cheese. You want some cheese? I got some provolone cheese. Yeah, oh, I got some good provolone. Oh, I got some mozzarella too. Oh, that motherfucker's good. That motherfucker's great. You could say it aggressively. You could be walking on the street, somebody steps on your shoes. You say, motherfucker, you just stepped on my brand new gaiters. I should kick your motherfucking ass. I'm not going to because you're in a wheelchair. But if motherfucker, if you could walk straight, I would knock your motherfucking ass out. I would knock your fucking ass out. As a matter of fact, I should take your motherfucking wheels off your fucking wheelchair and hit you with them shits. I'm not going to do it because I don't have a wrench. But motherfucker, if I had a wrench. Motherfucker, if I had a wrench. You could say it romantically. Think about it. How many black guys haven't said to their lady right before they're going to eat that pussy, this motherfucker is mine. And I'm going to tear this motherfucker apart. That motherfucker's juicy. That motherfucking pussy's mine. Man, I love that motherfucking asshole. It's so sweet. Like candy. Let me suck on your motherfucking titties. Motherfucker. That's a very powerful word. It has ma in it, which has like a mother familiarity. Like a lot of countries, mama means mom. It's weird, you know, I think in China or some shit like that. In most of the world, mama means mother. Like, everybody knows mama, usually. Like, you can go to the most remote parts of the fucking world where people have never fucking seen a bicycle. They're more remote than China was, okay, 100 years ago. You know, I'm talking about fucking people that are living in nothing. Like, they never heard of blankets. That's how remote these fucking... A blanket. You show them a blanket, and they think it's a really, really big leaf from, like, some big fucking weird tree. Like, wow, what a fucking leaf. What the size of that fucking leaf? That's bigger than the fucking plantain leaves. And where the fuck did they get that? And it's so soft, too. And it doesn't break. What the fuck kind of leaf is this? What the fuck kind of tree? Where the fuck did this... God damn, this is a big fucking tree. Maybe we can get a balloon, fly around, see where we catch this fucking tree. This tree must have some sort of subway system underneath it. Some sort of elevator. Some sort of compression where some sort of spiral stairwell. There's got to be something in this fucking place that's absolutely spectacular. What the fuck is going on? There's some amazing fucking leaves. Never seen some leaves like this shit. I can't believe it. Yeah. It's fucking shocking. They think glass. They never seen glass. They got fucking people out there that never seen glass. If you show them a glass, they're like, oh shit, this nigga can freeze water. How the fuck can he do this? I guarantee you, if you never seen glass, if you live in a society where you don't know what a fucking sheet is, a blanket, because all you know is fucking trees, dirt, animals. You don't even have pots and pans. You don't even cook. You fucking kill something, and you hope to God that it's a soft piece of meat. You pray to God, you say, I'm going to kill this fucking animal, but I hope he's soft. Because my jaw is fucked up. That's why cavemen had those big fucking jaws. Because it was from chewing, man, all day. Chewing fucking meat. Meat that was left over from some hyena was probably murdered or some shit. I don't know. Well, back then, who the fuck know what they had? They probably had hyenas, but they had, like, weird-looking hyenas. Instead of the way that they look now, they look more like John Travolta in Grease. Like, they had that pompadour, and, like, they had a cleft in their chin. Hey, fuck you, it's possible. All right. There's no limits to the imagination, all right? There could be possible a hyena that looks like John Travolta. Why the fuck you laughing at me? Am I fucking crazy? Anything's possible in this world. No, you didn't know that? Yeah, I'm the only one who fucking knows this.